Environmentalists are criticizing a multi-billion dollar proposal for building new locks on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. They call this plan a waste of public money. Commercial shippers who want their ships to use the locks say otherwise. Kevin Lavery reports from member station KWMU in St. Louis.
When Samuel Clemens piloted steamboats down the Mississippi 150 years ago, it was a treacherous river with swift currents and hidden snares that could pull the biggest of boats to a watery grave. Today, Mark Twain would hardly recognize the river he immortalized. From St. Paul to St. Louis, a string of 27 locks tames the river, making it a consistent depth, helping barge operators safely ship millions of tons of goods along the Mississippi every year. But barge operators say the Depression-era lock system needs a major overhaul. Towboat pilot Don Wilson works for American Commercial Barge Line.
They're totally obsolete, they're falling apart, and they're dangerous for crews on the boats and barges and the environment, you know, because you have a major accident, you know, that's environmental hazard.
Starting our heads three wide. Looks like your head's quit closing. Need about 350 to the flat east shore.
In the pitch-black hour before dawn, Wilson is running 27,000 tons of corn and industrial chemicals downriver north of St. Louis. His searchlight slices the night to reveal a large steel chamber 500 feet ahead. With radar, a radio, and razor-sharp vision, Wilson slows his load of 15 barges to 1 mile per hour to negotiate the lock's narrow entry.
It's like driving down a hill in a car when it's covered with ice and you got cars on both sides of you. And if you make one false move, you're going to smash into another car.
Driving 1,200 feet of barge into a 600-foot lock requires breaking the tow in half, called cuts. The deck crew unhooks several steel cables to separate the first 9 barges. 2 gates close off the chamber, where the water level is lowered to the depth of the river downstream. After line handlers pull the first cut of barges through, the procedure is repeated for the second. The whole process takes about 90 minutes. Most locks on the Mississippi are 600 feet long. Chris Brescia with the pro barge group Mark 2000 says rebuilding the entire system to 1,200-foot long locks would keep the U.S. competitive with countries such as Brazil, which has invested heavily in its own inland waterway system.
They've cut the transportation differential in half by doing that. It's our time now to upgrade our system so that we can get back on top.
To justify the proposal's multi-billion dollar price tag, the Army Corps of Engineers cites USDA projections showing corn exports could grow as much as 53% by 2014. But Scott Faber with the Washington-based group Environmental Defense says the Corps' projections are flawed. He says river exports have stayed flat for 30 years and that more and more grain is being shipped short distances. Faber says the Corps is ignoring the growth of these domestic markets, namely ethanol plants and feedlots, where product is shipped in on trains and trucks, not barges.
The way that farmers are making money in America today is by putting their corn into the mouth of a pig or in somebody's gas tank, not by shipping it overseas to China.
Faber says the Corps should instead invest in small-scale alternatives, such as helper boats, to process barges more quickly and better scheduling techniques. The Army Corps of Engineers is accepting public comments on the plan until month's end and will submit recommendations to Congress in the fall. But to the opponents' dismay, the Senate is already moving forward with an authorization bill. While proponents argue the upgrades are long overdue, critics say with an ongoing war, a burgeoning federal deficit, and a river plan promising taxpayers a return they claim would be less than 10 cents on their dollar, spending money on such an upgrade now would be little more than a riverboat gamble. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Lavery in St. Louis.